All right, so welcome to another deep dive. And today we're doing something kind of interesting. We're going to be looking back at an article from 2013, and this is called Top 5 E-commerce Solutions to Implement This Year by Jim Clennon.
Wow, 2013.
Yeah, so way back,
Ancient history?
ancient history in interview terms.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to find that even though the article's from 2013, a lot of the stuff that he talks about is still really relevant today.
I think that's really interesting to look back, 10 years, more than 10 years now,
Yeah, more than 10 years.
and see what people were thinking about and how that's evolved and what has stayed the same, right?
Right, exactly.
Like, what are those core pieces that have just remained constant throughout all of this crazy technological change?
Yeah, and I mean, we all know that e-commerce has just exploded, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's barely recognizable from what it was back then.
Totally. So, with that, let's jump right in.
Okay.
The first solution Clennon highlights is being local.
Being low.
And, this isn't just about translating your website, it's about creating customized experiences for different locales.
Right. And I think what's really interesting about this, when we think about it in the context of 2013,
Yeah.
is that he's talking about like really deep customization.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, we'll just translate the text and call it a day.
Yeah.
He's talking about different designs potentially for different places,
Right.
different products that would be more relevant.
Yeah.
Even the sales, how you approach sales and promotions might be different in different locales.
Wow. It's almost like he's anticipating that hyper-personalization that we see today.
Kind of, yeah.
He even specifically mentions that this localized approach is especially effective for niche markets.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you're trying to reach a very specific group of people
Right.
and they're all in one place, you really want to cater to what they're interested in.
And it's almost like this idea of being local, it laid the foundation for the kind of personalization engines that we have today,
Totally.
where it's like
Right.
the websites are now serving us content and products and ads
Yeah.
based on what we've looked at before, where we are, all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's all about that idea of making the user feel like they're understood, right? That
Yeah.
their experience is tailored to them. And I
Exactly.
think that's something that's just become more and more important as
Yeah.
the online marketplace has become so crowded.
Okay, so the second solution Clennon talks about is being responsive.
Okay, responsive.
Now, this might seem like a no-brainer to anyone listening in 2023, but back in 2013, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was, I mean, and this was when people were really starting to shift to using their mobile devices more.
Right, smartphones and tablets.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
Clennon, he's emphasizing
Yeah.
that, and he's saying that your website needs to be able to adapt to whatever device the visitor is using.
Right, rather than having like a separate mobile site,
Right,
which was a
exactly.
common thing back then.
Right, and I mean, for you listening, think about how annoying it was back then to visit a website on your phone and have to pinch and
Oh
zoom.
my God,
Like
yeah.
all that.
The tiny little text.
Yeah, and Clannon is basically saying if you don't have a responsive website, you're going to get left behind.
And I think what's interesting about this, from our perspective now,
Yeah.
is that while responsive design is kind of a given, right?
Right.
It's like the standard.
Yeah.
But the idea of optimizing for different interfaces, that's still evolving. Now we're not just thinking about desktop versus mobile.
Right.
We're thinking about different screen sizes, different ways that people interact with the
Like touch
devices.
screens versus mouse. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And even like the context of where they're browsing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, be responsive is still like the core concept is there,
Right.
but it's much more nuanced now.
Okay, let's move on to solution number three. Being
Being
cashless.
cashless.
So here, Clennon is talking about offering secure and easy-to-use online payment options.
Yeah, and I think the key takeaway for you, for everyone listening, is that it's about building trust.
Right, and confidence that
Exactly.
people can trust you with their financial information.
Yeah, because even back then, I mean, I remember this.
Yeah.
Like, if the checkout process was too complicated, people would just abandon their carts.
Oh, totally.
They'd be like, I don't know, this is sketchy, or
Right.
this is just too much work.
Exactly.
So he was really emphasizing those secure one-page payment methods.
Right. Make it simple, make it easy. I
Exactly.
mean, for you listening, think about how many times you've hesitated to buy something online
Yeah.
because the checkout process just felt off.
Totally.
Like maybe it took too long, or maybe you weren't sure if your information was safe.
Yeah, or you had to like create an account and you didn't want to.
Right,
So,
exactly.
forget it.
Yeah.
So Clannad was really highlighting that like addressing those anxieties
Yeah.
really builds trust, makes the process smoother, and ultimately encourages more people to complete their purchases.
And I think that that's something that's still really relevant today.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though, you know, now we have things like digital wallets.
Yeah, and all sorts of buy now, pay later services.
Yeah.
But that core principle is still there, you know?
Right.
Make it easy, make it secure, and people will trust you.
Okay, so the fourth solution is being interactive.
Being interactive.
So Clannon is saying, use interactive tools. Use product demo videos.
Yeah.
Don't just rely on static images.
Right. And his thinking there, which I think is really interesting,
yeah,
is that customers were already kind of overwhelmed by the sheer number of images they were seeing online.
Right. Like image fatigue.
Yeah, exactly. And they were also becoming more skeptical, you know?
Right.
Like, is this image actually representative of the product?
Totally.
So he's saying, like, give them something more.
Right.
Like, give them 360-degree views. Let them zoom in. Let them... You know, maybe even some early forms of AR where they can kind of try on the product virtually.
I mean, think about it. When you're shopping online, it's so much more engaging to actually see a product in action.
Totally.
Like a video or something.
Yeah, it really helps to bridge that gap between the online and the in-person experience.
Totally.
And he also points out, which is really smart,
yeah,
that this kind of dynamic content is more shareable.
Yes.
You know, people are more likely to share a cool video on social media.
Absolutely.
Than they are just a static image.
Okay, so finally we come to the fifth solution, which is being concise.
Being concise.
So Clannon, he's advocating for creating content that's easy to understand. It's to the point.
Yeah, no fluff.
No fluff, no buzzwords, no jargon.
Just get to the point.
Yeah, just tell people what your product does and how it can benefit them.
Right, and I think this is such a timeless piece of advice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're all so busy now. We're all bombarded with information.
Totally.
Nobody has time to wade through, like, paragraphs and paragraphs of text.
Yeah, he even specifically mentions those buzzwords like cutting edge and state of the art.
Yeah, those are meaningless.
They're meaningless, and they actually make people skeptical. So
totally.
It's really about respecting your customer's time.
Yeah.
You know, just be clear, be direct, and tell them what they need to know.
And I think if we think about content creation today,
yeah,
the formats have changed. Right?
Yeah.
We've got short form video, we've got podcasts, we've got infographics.
Yeah.
But that core principle of being concise, that still holds true.
Yeah. So to wrap up the article, Clannon basically says that all of these trends that he's talking about,
yeah,
they benefit both the e-commerce businesses and the customers.
Right. Everybody wins.
Yeah. And he really emphasizes that the e-commerce market is going to continue to grow.
Which it did.
It did. Yeah. Massively. And he shares a little bit about himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's the co-founder of a company called Double Dome.
Okay.
And he's got a background in creative design and project management.
Cool.
So he clearly knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And at the end of the article, he poses a question to his readers.
Okay.
And I want to pose that same question to you.
All right, hit me.
What do you think about this e-commerce market that we're in?
Yeah.
And what strategies would you add to stay competitive?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about it from our perspective now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so many of the things that Clannon was talking about have just become, like, standard practice.
Right.
Like, they're just the basics.
Yeah.
So the real question is, what's next?
Yeah. What are the new frontiers?
Exactly.
What are those strategies that are going to set you apart in this, you know, increasingly complex and competitive online world? So to recap, just so you have it all in one place.
Yeah.
The five solutions that Clannon highlights are being local, being responsive, being cashless, being interactive, and being concise.
Right.
And I mean, it's amazing how many of these principles are still so important today.
Totally.
You know, it really shows that while the technology changes really fast,
yeah,
some things just stay the same.
Yeah. Well, good business practices,
yeah,
and just like understanding your customer, you know,
yeah,
that's always going to be important.
So for you listening, as you think about your own e-commerce strategy, think about these principles that Clannon laid out,
yeah,
and how you can apply them in your own business.
And maybe even more importantly, think about what's changed, right?
Right.
What's new? What's different?
What's next?
Yeah, what's next? What are those things that Clannon couldn't have even imagined back in 2013?
Yeah.
That are now crucial for success?
That's your food for thought, and that's the end of our deep dive.
Thanks for diving with us.
All right, we'll see you next time.